Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the global shift away from US-based AI models. Buckle up.
Intriguing. So what's driving this change? Is it just about Trump?
Well, it started there. Eileen Guo's reporting highlights how Trump-era policies had a ripple effect, impacting funding for digital rights and making US tech companies less attentive to non-English-speaking communities. It created a void.
A void that other countries are eager to fill, it sounds like. Europe, in particular.
Exactly. They're exploring homegrown AI alternatives. Take social media content moderation, for example. Existing systems already reliant on automation and dabbling in LLMs are failing to detect gender-based violence in many non-Western countries. And, relying more on LLMs trained mostly on American English data, it's a recipe for disaster.
I see. So it's a data problem, a lack of diversity in the training sets.
Precisely. Even multilingual models struggle with languages less represented in North American datasets, like Chinese and Hindi. The article cites a study about ChatGPT's healthcare responses, significantly worse in those languages compared to English or Spanish. This is a crucial point.
It is. What's the alternative then? Rebuilding everything from scratch?
That's what some are advocating for. Community-driven AI, small language models, chatbots, and datasets tailored to specific languages and cultural contexts. Think slang, slurs, mixed language expressions, reclaimed language, nuances completely lost on models trained mainly on Anglo-American English.
Got it. Are there any examples of this already happening?
Absolutely. The article mentions Shore AI, developing a content moderation API for Indian languages. And we've seen this trend brewing with initiatives like Mozilla's Data Collection Project and startups like Lalapa AI, focusing on African languages. Smaller language models are gaining traction too.
But wouldn't smaller models be less powerful? Wouldn't we lose something by not using the larger, more established models?
Not necessarily. Research suggests dataset size isn't the sole predictor of performance anymore. Plus, they're more adaptable to specific needs, and honestly better for privacy and avoiding the centralized control of big tech.
Interesting. So, is this a move towards AI sovereignty then?
It ties into that larger trend, yes. The Paris AI Summit and the push for tech sovereignty, controlling all aspects of development, from chips to AI. Europe's working on a Eurostack, similar to India's digital infrastructure, to reduce reliance on US tech. It's a big shift.
Huge. But I do wonder, won't government involvement introduce its own biases? Who decides which languages or viewpoints get prioritized in these new datasets?
That's the critical question. As the article mentions, the training data shapes the AI's worldview. There's a real need for careful consideration and guardrails to ensure inclusivity and prevent governments from shaping narratives.
It's definitely a complex issue with a lot of moving parts. Where do you see this going in the future?
It's hard to say definitively. There's a lot of hype around AI right now. But this move toward localized, community-driven AI has the potential to be incredibly impactful. We'll have to watch this space closely. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for joining us as we explored this fascinating shift in the AI landscape. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.